You're listening to the BYU Idaho Radio Evening Headlines Podcast. I'm Isabella Salazar with your headlines for Friday, May 27th, 2022. Water is set to be released from the Jackson Lake Dam. In a press release, the Bureau of Reclamation announced that it will increase the flows from Jackson Lake. The increased flows comes just as Jackson Lake, the Snake River, and its tributaries are forecasted to peak over Memorial Day weekend. The hope is that the increased flows will also benefit the Snake River ecosystem. Thanks to the drought sweeping across the western U.S., the Jackson Lake Dam is currently 25% full and expected to reach 45% full this year. Starting today, Idaho State Police troopers will be at full staff patrolling across Idaho to keep the roads safe this weekend. The extra patrols are part of a statewide campaign to help prevent impaired driving. Memorial Day is a time to remember those who have sacrificed for our country and gather with loved ones. No one wants to have a tragedy or loss due to dangerous driving. ISP is asking drivers to take precautions this holiday weekend and do their part to prevent impaired driving by planning for a safe, sober ride, arranging for a ride share, providing non-alcoholic beverages if you're hosting, and always wearing your seatbelt. If you see what could be an impaired driver on the road, call *477 or 911. On Tuesday, you can swing by the amphitheater for cookies and milk and meet the librarians that help students here at BYU-Idaho. Student reporter Christian Nelson has the story.
Need help with that research paper? Looking for some good data for that report? We'll come into the library and get some help.
There are 12 librarians at the McKay Library, and we are each assigned to specific departments within each of the academic colleges.
Veronica Adir is a librarian, and she says that there are different portions of the David O. McKay Library for different needs of the students.
So if you really like quiet study and you want to be in a place where it's supposed to be quiet, the second floor is our quiet study floor. The third floor is where our juvenile book collection is, and there's lots of study areas there as well. And then the first floor, we have the commons area, which is like the area that I think most students recognize as the area where you can be a little bit louder.
You can come to the amphitheater outside of the library on Tuesday from noon to 4 p.m. to learn about different services offered at the library and to get some cookies and milk. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson.
These have been your evening headlines for Friday, May 27th, 2022. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. I'm Isabella Salazar, and this is BYU Idaho Radio. Have a safe Memorial weekend.